When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, it's hour number three. Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. Full buffet, 800-919-3776. Wait till you hear what Paul Pierce had to say about the Knicks. Oh, you got to hear that. We got that coming up momentarily for all you Knicks fans out there. The NHL trade deadline is tomorrow, but... Oh, it's Friday. I'm sorry. I wish it was Thursday today. Damn, it's only Wednesday?
Anyways, I know, right?
Tom just ruined my moment. I thought tomorrow was Friday. Anyways.
What is tomorrow?
Yeah, the trade deadline is the end of the week. But the flurry of activity that is happening already is a national holiday in Canada, by the way. Trade deadline day in the NHL. People, businesses know we're getting nothing done because everybody's just going to be on the trade tracker and watching rumors. They get no production done, so they just like it's basically a national holiday. But the Rangers could do something significant, so something to keep an eye on there. Update you on the latest on that. But first, Bart, it's hour number three. It's Bart and Han. So what's that mean?
It's the power hour, 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 hour. Hour, 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 hour. Tom, so,
I thought Tom might want to join you. For those, again, watching the NHL trade deadline, I'll give you some things from today already. The Florida Panthers, who just had, that battle with the Rangers the other night was special to the top teams in the East, and the Panthers still the best team in the league. They just added a player that the Rangers had last year at the deadline, Vladimir Tarasenko. They acquired him from the Senators for two draft picks, so they are loading up and getting ready for a move. Adam Henrique, the former Devil, who has been bounced around a little bit as well. He's been in Anaheim. The Edmonton Oilers have acquired him, so his name has kind of been floating out there as well. Sean Walker from the Flyers, he's going to the Colorado Avalanche as well. So there's just some names for you. But a name connected to the Rangers that really is, this is one to watch for sure. The Pittsburgh Penguins, what are they going to do? And there's been some rumors out of Pittsburgh about some things that they could do. And one of those names is Jake Guentzel. And Darren Drager is one of the best there is covering the sport. And he is, he said that the Penguins are actually looking to make a deal by tonight. And there are some teams that are looking to get involved. And one team that is being rumored is the Vancouver Canucks. The Canucks are aggressively pursuing him. But another name to watch is the Rangers. Because apparently, reportedly, the Rangers are also in on this. Now, it's the Penguins. You'd rather send a guy like Jake Guentzel out west. You'd rather send him away from you. Not to a team that you have to deal with on a regular basis, and that, of course, would be the Rangers. But there are reports that the Rangers have expressed serious interest in Guentzel. That'd be a huge pickup. Now, Frank Vetrano, as the Ducks again are moving players, that's been the name closest related to the Rangers. They've had him before. So that sounds more like, again, those are the names. And, we'll see where they go. The teams are going to want to take some of their top prospects. I don't think Chris Drury wants to do that. I think they'd want to do like what Florida did. Yeah, picks, fine, but not players that we already have in our system that we covet. So we'll see. But Guentzel, wow, big
game. Can we start a list, though, too, after you have your list?
Yes.
And we're about to go to that. But maybe because for the listeners of ours that aren't big hockey fans, what are some of the greatest trade deadline trades of all time?
Top five.
Yeah, top five.
Top five all-time greatest trade deadline.
Yeah, in hockey.
In hockey. Well, I would love Don LaGreca to just jump on the show and give us that. He could probably give us that list like off the top of his head.
But would it agree with everybody's list?
Well, that's what I'd like to see. So, but in the meantime, I do have a list for you. Are you ready?
Yes.
Do you want to set me up? Remember, you're supposed to host
this. It's Triple H. Yeah, but they didn't put it in the notes. I was supposed to have a read after this, too.
What do you mean put it in the notes?
They're supposed to put it on the screen to pop up so I can read it. That's why I'm on the Zoom.
What is it called?
It's Triple H.
There we go.
There we go. Sam Wells presents Han Hoops Hierarchy. Yes, it's time for Han's Hoops Hierarchy, brought to you by Sanwell Institute for Pain Management. That's Han's Hoop Hierarchy, brought to you by Sanwell Pain Management for pain-free life. Visit SanwellPain.com today. Give us that list, Alan Han. We got some production.
Ball is my favorite. Having a hard time figuring out where things fit.
Look, man, I ain't fucking with no banana in my tailpipe.
You're in the right place.
What I say when it comes to this basketball team is the law.
Here's Hans Hoops Hierarchy.
Game blouses.
All right, first and foremost, you did a great job reading the open to it and then reading the also, you're supposed to say at the end as well.
No, I'm going to close it. They're going to get double for their money, baby.
Okay,
I'm going to hit the Nissan Hoops update after that, baby.
Okay, well, let's do it in reverse order. So these are my top five teams that if you're a high seed, you do not want to see this team in the first round as the quote-unquote underdog, meaning you're the home team, you have the home court advantage, but this team you're playing against, right? So obviously the Celtics and the Denver Nuggets, they're not on this list because they're high seeds. Mm-hmm. So no matter who you are, you don't want to see them anyway. But who is it that's a low seed that you would say,
I know you're number one.
I won't play them.
Well, number five. We share brain. I know who your number one is. I had all the number this and number that
on the board at one time in my life, but I don't have them. Tom, do you have the number five, number four? Do you have all that stuff on your page somewhere?
I'll have to find them.
Back in the day, I used to have that stuff.
Number five.
All right, I got you. You do it for me. Okay,
yes. Number five.
All right, number five is an obvious one because it's really not about the team. It's more about the player you just never want to see in the first round. Whether it's a high seed or a low seed, this guy is always somebody that is very difficult to beat. And, in fact, I can't think of the last time he was out in the first round. It's a very rare thing that happens. That'd be the Los Angeles Lakers. Say what you want about them and the up-and-down season they have had. But LeBron James is still a guy that in the first round, you don't want to see him. Now, he might have to go through a play-in just to get there, and that means he doesn't get that week off before the playoffs. Maybe, just maybe, he's a little tired. But it's still LeBron James. They still have Anthony Davis. That's a team that got to the Western Conference Finals last year. The Lakers are a team that if you are a high seed, you don't want to see in the first round.
Number four.
Number four, near and dear to our hearts. I don't think you want to see the Knicks. If the Knicks end up being a fifth seed or a sixth seed, you don't want to see them in the first round because they will ruin the party. They have a good road record. They have proven they can win on the road in the playoffs. They did it last year. They're a tough team. They have depth. And right now, you don't know what they are because most of their players and their best players are hurt. But we saw a tease in January of just how good they can be. Defense travels, especially in the playoffs. And they have tough, gritty players. They will make your life miserable if you're in the first round and you want to have an easy, get me into the playoffs easy. That's not the team you want to see.
Number three.
Number three. Again, I go with stars. You might have a team that during the regular season is sort of maybe mediocre, underachieving. But when you get to the playoffs, Bart, what wins in the NBA in the playoffs?
Defense.
And what else?
Scoring. Three-point shooting.
Stars win.
Yes, that too.
The thing in the NBA is it's always the stars. That's the most important thing. The more stars you have, the better chance you have to win. The Phoenix Suns have stars. Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, Kevin and Devin. And then, of course, Bradley Beal, whenever the hell he does play. But when the three of them are on the court together, they're tough. Three stars when it matters most. Close games, clutch situations.
Saw him last night.
And you saw it last night. The example is there. The Phoenix Suns, with all their issues and lack of depth and everything else, are still a team that in the first round, if you're a high seed, you do not want to have to deal with them right out of the gate.
Number two.
Number two. Another one. Again, think about it. Star power. You think about pedigree, experience, all the things that when you were in the first round, you would much rather play those young teams that have no idea what they're getting themselves into, they have no feel for the playoffs. You'd rather play them than somebody that comes in with resume, with receipts, with experience, with respect from officiating and everything else. Number two, Golden State Warriors. That team, I'm telling you, especially if they're healthy, which we know they've dealt with that. Andrew Wiggins was away for a little while. He's back again with the team. He's a linchpin to their success because he's so good on the wing. Kuminga is starting to grow, so their bench has gotten better, and there's still, of course, that man, Steph Curry. And when you have Steph Curry, as the Sacramento Kings learned last season, 50 points on the road in a game seven, are you kidding me? Steph Curry can still cook. You don't want to see him and the Golden State Warriors in the first round if they are the underdog.
Ichiban.
Number one.
Well, the Miami Heat, obviously, right? I mean, you just like that. Look at this team.
I got a problem with your list already.
The Miami Heat are that team that will just throughout the season act like they don't care, play poorly, have moments where you're like, oh, they're done. Like, you just go through it. Jimmy Butler, once in a while, like, he'll play, then he doesn't play. Bam Adebayo, you're like, how is this dude an all-star? Like, he's not that good. And then it gets to, like, March. And then you look up and go, wait, they've won 8 of their last 10 games? Hang on a second. Where are they now? They're a game out of fourth? Who did they just beat? The Miami Heat do this every year. When it's winning time, they turn it up. Jimmy Butler, he's that bad man. The scary guy that you know when the playoffs come around and it's winning time. Remember, last year, just ask the Milwaukee Bucks. The guy just detonated and knocked them out of the playoffs, got their coach fired, and made them change the whole roster. One man did all that and got them to the NBA Finals. How, as an eighth seed, when they were dead in the water after losing? Think about that. They lost their first play-in game. They were dead in the water. But that's just what Miami is. Never, ever take them lightly.
He's the boogeyman?
Yes, he's the boogeyman. He's Candyman. You do not want to see the Miami Heat among anyone else, in my opinion, in the first round if you're the high seed.
I'm shocked.
That's my list. Who's missing?
I'm shocked by one of your omissions, man.
Well, there's a couple of teams you could definitely bring up.
The Pelicans.
What experience do the Pelicans have that would scare you?
They got Cullum. That's all the leadership they need.
How many playoffs has C.J. McCollum won?
But listen.
They don't scare me as much as these other five teams.
They went to the conference finals, and secretly the Pelicans are having a great season.
No, they're good, and they got length, and they're getting healthy. You're absolutely. Yes. Look, there's teams that are going to be omitted, and I'm telling you, who do you knock out in my five to put the Pelicans in?
I'm not as worried about Golden State.
Why not?
They're going to be in the play-in. I think if they get matched up against, you know, a Minnesota or somebody like that. I just think that size is just too much, man, for them. I mean, they're too tiny for those guys. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And this is,
But does Minnesota have enough offense to keep up?
This could be the passing of the guard, man. Ant-Man, there's me.
Okay. Any other teams that, because I can give you two other teams that I left off. Remember, we're talking about at full health.
Yeah, well, I don't want to know if I want to even go with Joel Embiid and the Sixers.
No? He and Maxey as a pick and roll tandem are very, very difficult.
Yeah, I mean, he was playing he would have had his second MVP in a row if he hadn't got injured. He was playing that well.
He was.
Even if he's back, I just can't trust him being able to, during a series, it's going to be a game where he's going to have to sit because of the knee or rest or something like that. And that's going to be your opportunity.
Well, again, as I said, it's full health is part of
this. Okay, so Philly.
Philly is a team. Now, there's one other team.
Damn, Ryan Rivera is on TV. These coaches don't take long, man.
There's one other team that I kicked around as, you know, a team that I could put on this list, but I couldn't put them ahead of the other teams that I gave you. Again, I gave you Lakers. Number 1-5 is Heat, Warriors, Suns, Knicks, Lakers. Those are five teams you do not want to see in the first round if you're the higher seed. But there's a team that
teams out in the West, man.
Also has star power, has had some experience going deep in the playoffs recently that you could argue could be on this list too. One more team. Yes, they are in the West. Who is it?
Team in the West that's going to be a lower seed. Is it the Kyrie Irving losers of three in a row?
Well, it's the Luka Doncic. Dallas Mavericks.
I thought it was the Sage,
Luka,
I thought
Luka,
it was the Sage Warriors.
Luka is a difficult cover in the playoffs. Luka can do – I mean, it's
– He can hold the ball and control the tempo of the game, too.
Yes, he can, and he gets calls. He has carried a team to the Western Conference Finals. Kyrie is that guy that you know, as much as there are games where he'll drive you crazy if he's on your team, he'll also – he can destroy you if he's in the right mood, in the right place.
Who's that Lively kid, too?
Yeah, I love Derek Lively, the rookie.
Yeah.
Yeah, but again, he's got to get healthy and stay healthy. Their bigs are not – like, they're better but not great. They still don't rim protect. They don't rebound well enough. But when they get going offensively, they're a show. And they could be overwhelming. But again, Luka is a star. Kyrie's a star. And stars win in the playoffs. So Dallas is also a team. Yeah. If they're a sixth seed or a fifth, yeah, I wouldn't want to see them.
Every once in a while, Hardaway shows up to the party.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. They don't have enough scoring off their bench. Not enough. But there are games where that bench does produce well and can win some games for you. But again, it's Luka. Luka's that good. So Dallas could be on that list. So Dallas and Philly and the Pelicans, I'll give you as, put an asterisk right now, as outside that five. Also ran. New Orleans is a fifth seed right now in the West. Just keep that in mind. They would play the Clippers in the first round. Would the Clippers be afraid of the Pelicans? I think the Clippers would not have that hard of a time in that series.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Like, the Clippers are a tough team.
I'm just nervous about the Clippers, man.
Oklahoma City playing the Suns. You don't want to – Oklahoma City doesn't want to see the Phoenix Suns.
No, absolutely not.
You know? Like, the Lakers would the Thunder want to see the Lakers? They haven't beaten them yet. Right? The Lakers have beaten the Thunder three times.
Styles make fights.
Yeah, you say that all the time.
Now, the Lakers can't beat Denver. Horrible.
Yeah, Anthony Davis, for some reason, Jokic, like, he's just doesn't, he just can't do it.
Look at me. I the captain now.
It's true. It's true.
Hey, yo, Nurkic had a cut on his arm, yeah, and that thing, seems like it has taken 8 months to heal.
You mean Jokic or Nurkic?
Yeah, Jokic.
Jokic, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It finally turned dark. It was like blood red for like 3 weeks. Like did this happen before the All-Star game? Did this happen before the All-Star break? Damn.
He couldn't get it to scab.
Dude.
I love this. So I heard an announcer say they were talking about Jokic. And it was like during the game, and somebody just said, there's no place he'd rather be than a basketball court. And then the analyst goes, no, he'd rather be with his horses.
Yeah, you ain't lying.
You
see the commercial?
So
he even got a commercial with a donkey.
Yeah, it's so funny. It's so funny. Here's a guy that's the best player in the league, and it's almost like basketball is sort of like his second passion.
Yo when he retire, he going to be about 400. He going to be walking around looking like Tyson Fury.
Oh, I agree.
He's going to go back to who he was before.
Yeah, he'll let it go. Yeah, he's doing this because it's good for business. But once he's done, right, he's completely going to let it go. Like when you
he lived a relaxed life.
What was the bull? What's the Bulls thing? The no bull tour?
Yeah.
Those fellas, wow.
But Scotty's still ripped up.
All right, but I'm talking about who are the other big guys?
Luke Longley and Horace Grant.
Yeah, well, Luke Longley definitely let it go. Have you seen Stacey King lately?
Stacey King's on a no bull tour.
He's not. No. He calls Bulls games. I'm just saying those former Bulls. Like, my goodness.
Yeah, man.
That's what happens. You get older and you're like, I've worked out for 40 years. I'm done working out.
You're like, oh, man. Then what happens? The worst thing is when you go every day, but you don't lift it with the same veracity, and you still you're working out, but you're still gaining weight. You're like, damn.
That's
like
life.
That's the worst part when you're working out. You're still getting fat. Like, man, damn, because you're not working out with the intensity or the consistency, and your metabolism slows down.
Do they need Nugenics? Is that what we need?
Total T, baby. Well,
and
listen,
she'll like it too.
Frank Thomas ain't lost no weight neither. He been sucking. He consumed 10,000 pills, and I don't know if she still likes it. If that's the part of it that's working for him, but the weight loss management part is not. And Doug Flutie already been that size.
Doug Flutie has never been a big man. He kept himself in shape. Ryan in Georgia has a list. Ryan, what's on? Did I miss any names on your list?
To be honest, Allen, I don't think the league says Steph Curry and the Warriors anymore. I think you got to take the Warriors off that list. Definitely got to replace them with Dallas. I think playoff Kyrie, playoff Luka, more of a dangerous tandem than worried about Steph. Clay is not the same Clay.
Clay's been better off the bench. He's been better off the bench, Clay has. He has been.
But, But honestly, come on, we know the Splash Brothers, not half splashed on the starting lineup, the other splash on the we need Clay starting, and he's just been too inconsistent. So I'm replacing the Warriors with Dallas, and the Lakers been too inconsistent. If Anthony Davis isn't playing on the top of his game, the Lakers aren't gonna win. We know what LeBron gonna do, but I'm taking the Lakers off that list as well. I'm gonna replace them personally with the Pelicans. Honestly, I'm gonna replace them with the Pelicans.
With New Orleans, okay. Like, and that's what Bart said. Bart felt like the Pelicans belong on that list. The only, like I said, I'm poking holes in your Dallas one for this. Have you watched Dallas lately? And on top of it, Kyrie is not a guy that I don't trust him on a night-to-night basis. He is a all-world talent, but not every night. Sometimes he's there, and sometimes he's not. Sometimes he just doesn't shoot for like he'll go like a whole quarter and not take a shot. And you're like, why is he not shooting? Like, what is he doing? Luka gives you 46 minutes of everything he's got, all right? But I don't know if Kyrie does that, and that's my only hesitation about. I do think they are a beatable team. But I agree, though, in the NBA playoffs, stars generally win, and when you have more stars than the other team, you have the upper hand, and that's why they have two stars. And so I'm with you as them as an also-ran, but I wouldn't put them in my top five.
All right, but yeah, you was head on with Miami, and no one wants to see Jimmy Butler.
Right? Jimmy Butler. As bad as they'll ever look, I never believe it. Like, when you beat them in a playoff series, it's almost like I don't believe the series is over until we're walking to the bus.
Absolutely. Playoff Jimmy is probably the best, like, since playoff Jimmy is just a different animal. Leave him alone. Get out his way, leave him alone. But I appreciate y'all, man.
Yeah, thank you, bro. Appreciate it, man. See, everybody agrees on the Heat. Everybody agrees. Miami is is the fact that Kyle Lowry is not there anymore, because he was that guy in a playoff series that while Jimmy, like, you were worried about him, Kyle Lowry would do these little things in the game that were winning plays, that were just small things that would just bother you and frustrate you. He would get, like, you'd be on a run, you'd go up six, and you're like, all right, we get a stop, we can get up eight, and then he hits a three,
break,
you
get a fast break, and he just step into it like, man.
Or he flops into a three-point foul, so now he's shooting three free throws, and you're like, man, what the, like, that was the worst shot ever, and how did he draw a foul on that? And now a six-point lead goes to three. Like, that's the Kyle Lowry. He'll take a charge on you as you're about to go up 10 on a fast break. And you're just mad because now what could have been 10 ends up being a foul, and now we're going the other way. And then they score. Like, it's just what he does. But he's not there anymore. So you kind of feel like, okay, he's not there. Maybe, just maybe, that's one little piece away from it. But Jimmy Butler's that guy that you could be up by 25 points in the third quarter, and all you need is one fan to just yell, like, it's not going to happen, Jimmy. You suck, Jimmy. And then he just turns and makes that face, and you're like, oh, no. Here he goes. Right? That's what happens. What's the name you say three times? Beetlejuice, 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 right?
Or Candyman.
Like, that's what Jimmy Butler is. Right, Candyman, right, same thing. Like, you say it three times. Like, don't poke that bear. Because the monster comes out, and the, like, next thing you know, it's a five-point game. Like, whoa.
Don't beat him and talk stuff. Yeah, man, y'all ain't nothing. Like,
no, it's crazy. So am I missing any teams on this list? I gave you my five. Miami is at the top. Golden State, Phoenix, the Knicks, and the Lakers. I have mentioned Dallas. I have mentioned Philly. And Bart has mentioned Pelicans. Those are teams that could be in the conversation. I'm willing to listen, but I'm not taking them out. I'm not taking any of my five out unless you can make a better argument. 800-919-3776. And also, what Paul Pierce said about the Knicks and about Instagram models is something that you need to hear. And that's coming up next. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
The Knicks lose last night. Some fans frustrated by it. I mean, again, no Jalen Brunson. It could not make a shot. Very frustrating night. And right now, as you watch the Knicks, it's, you know, the euphoria of just an overachieving effort to win in Cleveland on Sunday night, and you just love it. And then to expect that every night, though, is crazy, especially without Brunson. And so it happens. They lose. But then you're looking at the standings, and now Orlando has caught them. They're tied for fourth with Orlando. They play Orlando on Friday, a critical game now in the standings, although head-to-head, Orlando already has the season series locked up. You're just seeing, though, there's a jumble now, basically from fourth all the way down to eighth. And you're a two- or three-game losing streak away from falling into the play-in. But as I said, Brunson will be back soon, maybe even by Friday. Randall and OG Anunoby will be back in the next week or so. And then you're running out of time. There's 20 games to go. But the whole idea is that you don't – this is not the team that you're taking into the playoffs. But right now, this is the team that is trying to help you make the playoffs. So it's hard to figure out what the Knicks are. So on KG, you know, Kevin Garnett, his podcast, KG Certified, he talked about the Knicks and what are they. And Paul Pierce talked about the Knicks this season and made an interesting comparison of what he views them as.
The Knicks is like an Instagram model.
Here you go.
I'll be on Instagram, man, and I'll be like, damn, she fine. Then you catch them in person, and you like, this you? There's too many filters.
It's two different things. It's reality versus digital.
So what am I watching on TV then, P?
The Instagram model. They got that Fashion Nova on.
I ain't no Knicks fan or none of that. I'm just calling how I see it. The Knicks, I'm seeing what the wave is, bro. They want the Knicks and Celtics, bro.
Did you hear that part?
So who we believe in, KG, or we believe in?
They want the Knicks and Celtics. Who do you think the they is that they're talking about?
NBA.
Yeah,
they want that matchup.
There is that now. I think you are starting to get some of that feeling from people who love conspiracies.
Can Doc get fired?
That the league wants a Knicks-Celtics conference final because they know that if you have an NBA final and it's the Bucks and the Denver Nuggets, ain't nobody watching. Let's be honest. Nobody's watching that.
Wisconsin is.
Yeah. You know what I mean, though. Around the whole league, nobody's watching it. They desperately need major market impact. Them getting LeBron in the conference finals last year, even though they didn't win a damn game, that was critical. Denver is a great team, but only basketball. I wish people understood this when I said it. When I talk about face of the league and I talk about all this stuff, basketball fans, yes, you love your sport. It's like the same criticism of baseball. It's the same criticism of hockey. When you are a fan of your sport, you understand great teams, great players. You appreciate them. But you have to realize that this is a business. It is big business that goes beyond you being a fan of a sport and knowing that sport. You know, unfortunately, as much as you people hate casuals, guess who the big networks are trying to draw in to the major events?
Casuals, because they know they got you.
Thank you, Bart.
You gonna consume it. You consume anything.
So you can get mad at people like me all you want for pointing out to you that there's like Nikola Jokic is the best player in the league, but he's not the face of the league, and he never will be. Number one, he doesn't want to be. Number two, somebody like him is not going to sell to the casuals. And you may not care about that, but the NBA knows they've got your dollar and your attention and your clicks and your likes and your views. What they're trying to do is add to that pile of people watching, and those are the casuals. And to attract casuals, you need to have stars with star power and something that is alluring and there's a magnetism to it. And that's why LeBron, Steph Curry, Kobe, Shaq, those players sold the league because they had all that stuff. And the same thing goes for matchups. So you could talk about a compelling matchup. Boy, the Nuggets and the Bucks, what a great matchup that would be. It probably would be basketball-wise. But you ain't selling it.
Yeah.
So they need Boston to be great. And they need a New York-Boston matchup in the East because New York-Boston will be a bigger deal for the casuals.
The finals. They'd be a bigger probably actually in the finals.
You never know. Casuals. Remember that. That's a big part of the business. You might hate it. Hockey fans, same thing with you. Same thing with you. You might hate it, but it's real. There was a year the Carolina Hurricanes played the Edmonton Oilers in the Stanley Cup Final. Who the hell was watching that? Nobody, unless you were a diehard hockey fan. And it was actually a really good series. But anybody that loves hockey will tell you all about how great of a series it was. But anybody that doesn't care about hockey wasn't watching it because they have no idea who those two teams are. They don't know anybody on them, and they're not interested. But if you give me Sidney Crosby, if you give me Alex Ovechkin, if you give me the New York Rangers, if you give me the LA Kings, if you give me Chicago Blackhawks, Boston Bruins, people are watching. That's a fact. If the Florida Panthers get to the Stanley Cup final, that's not a great thing for the NHL business-wise.
Yeah.
But that's reality. Super Bowl, it doesn't matter. The Super Bowl doesn't matter. Anybody can play in the Super Bowl. It doesn't matter. But in the other sports, it does matter. Baseball, same thing. When the Royals won the World Series, nobody cared. But the Mets were there, so you had New York market in the World Series. Saved it.
You know, if the Lions would have went to the Super Bowl, though.
I'm just saying. It's a Super Bowl. It doesn't matter. It's going to sell.
Yeah.
It's the only sport that it doesn't matter. But it does matter in the other sports. And that's the point I'm trying to make. And that's why he said, oh, they want Celtics-Knicks. But what did you think about what Paul Pierce said just about the Knicks in general? That they are an Instagram model. I think you see them on TV and you fall in love with it. And then you see them in person and think, that's it? That's you?
No, I think it's quite the opposite. I think they're the team that – You don't see it, and then you go see them in person. Like, oh man, they gritty, bro. Like, yo, they grimy. They locked down. Like, I think it's quite the opposite. I think it's the reverse of what he's saying. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think they're a facade. I think they're as advertised. They just aren't healthy. Like, what other team in this league is playing without four starters in the league? Period.
Right. So basically what they are right now is the model without any makeup and without her, extensions and without,
They like that girl you take to the, walk around and play basketball all the time and she show up for the prom. You're like, damn, that's what was under all them baggy ass clothes. And your hair always in a damn ponytail because you a hooper. Mm, like, man.
Loving basketball.
If I would have knew that.
Yeah,
yo, we could have been getting it on since freshman year, baby. Damn, now you going to college too late? Some other dude unbagged you from? Oh, damn.
This is a Hoops update, bro, driven by Nissan. Griffin in Connecticut. What's up, Griffin?
Hey, guys, first off, Alan, I love who you have at number one on the list. Finally, my Heat finally gets some credit. We hardly get any credit. We get slept on a lot, people, and finally somebody gives us credit.
Well, I think Miami is – I think everybody would agree that Miami is the scariest team in the first round because they have a history of being that team, right? So I think it's – I don't even think that's a difficult choice. I think that's the easiest choice.
As long as we have Eric Spoelstra, I feel good about ourselves.
He's the best coach in the league. Yeah, I agree.
Damn, Steve Kerr, Alan, take that.
Alan, mm-hmm. I'll take the – to me, I take the Lakers off and I put the Sixers off.
Sixers? Okay. With Embiid.
Because I've seen the Sixers play and look well with Joel Embiid. I've seen them look good. I've seen them almost were close to the two seed, and then Embiid got hurt, and then they fell down. When Embiid is healthy, I trust the Sixers more than I trust the Lakers. I know the Lakers have LeBron James, but other than that, I don't know who else I trust on the Lakers. Anthony Davis, to me, I can't trust that guy at all. I can trust Anthony Davis to wear gym shorts and be on the bench because it's either he's either hurt or he's on the court.
Right.
And I don't know what I get from Davis day to day. He's so inconsistent. One day he'll look nice. The other day, I don't know what I'm getting from Anthony Davis.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I trust the Sixers more because I know what I'm going to get from Joel Embiid. I know what I'm going to get from Tyrese Maxey. And I know that Buddy Hield is a great adding to shooting power of what they do. The only person I trust on the Lakers is LeBron James, and that's it.
Yeah. And I think, you know what it was for me, Griffin, and thanks for the call, is that it's LeBron James. Like, that's why the Lakers get the fifth spot. Because LeBron James is just, he's that guy. I don't care how old he is. He's just someone. It's like facing Tom Brady. It's like facing Aaron Rodgers. I'd rather face anybody but him because he's the type of player with all his experience and knowledge and obviously still skill that can beat you by himself. I mean, that's just how it is. He's that good. He makes everybody around him better. The force multiplier, like Mike Tannenbaum always likes to say. That's why I put him there. But, you know, again, you can argue. You can argue Dallas. You can argue Philly. You can even argue the Pelicans. They could be in that top five as well. My list, though, Miami, Golden State, Phoenix, Knicks, Lakers. Those are the teams that if you are a high seed and they are the low seed, you do not want to face them in the first round. That's the Hoops update brought to you, driven by Nissan, coming at you with all the excitement of a Hollywood blockbuster at the Nissan Thrill of the Drive sales event. Shop impressive savings at NissanUSA.com today.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, K-Show coming up in the top of the hour. Just about 10 minutes or so. Guys are breaking down everything in the world of sports with you, as always. And as I mentioned, so again, last night, again, Knicks at the Garden. They have a couple of home games here before they go out on the road. Last night at the Garden, good crowd as always. And among that crowd was Chad Ochocinco sitting courtside, and it was great to see him after the game doing my hit on MSG, and I saw him, and I went up to him, and I just chatted with him real quick, told him, reminded him that you and I do a show together, and of course he just started laughing, smiling. He said, "Oh, Bart, I love Bart. Tell Bart I still love him." And he just started laughing because obviously you guys have some history. We talked about when you both mic'd up a couple of times on the field together and some funny moments. And so there were a couple of things that I wanted to remember, and here's one moment that you had with Chad on the field.
You see how Bart do us? We're trying to show you some hospitality, buddy.
Like you were breaking it up, him talking to a teammate.
Yeah, you don't talk to my teammates when we playing against each other.
And then he's gonna get mad at you with, I guess, some of the defense.
You gotta be crazy. Whatever. You can come at me.
I know.
Here we go.
Bart, can I play football, please?
Now explain what that moment was when he said, "Can I play football, please?" What happened?
He tried to block me on a run play, and I knocked the hell out of him and made the tackle. I said, "Man, you must be crazy to think you can block me." Like, I know. Man, can I play football, dog? Like, man,
you gotta be crazy. Whatever. You can come at me.
I know.
Here we go.
Bart, can I play football, please?
He just has a funny voice. Like his voice is hilarious.
Like I called him the Dave Chappelle of football.
Why is he the Dave Chappelle?
Because he got that high voice.
Right.
like, run! Rain, baby!
Now, what was this moment about?
Hey, see how Bar do it? We're trying to show you some hospitality, buddy!
What was that about?
So he was trying to talk to Haloti Ngata because Haloti played, he went to Oregon. He went to Oregon State. And he was trying to talk to him. I'm like, bro, you don't talk to our players. So he was on our side. So, he can't cross our side of the ball, during the timeout, TV timeout. And I pushed him like, man, you better get the hell out of here. Like, oh, man, dang. He always coming, always doing something.
So you guys are actually friends though, right?
He thought I didn't like him for real. Like,
oh, really?
That's just how I am with everybody. Like, I'm not friends with nobody. Like, I ain't dapping nobody up. Can't no opponent pick me up. I ain't picking them up. Like, you don't talk to my teammates. Like, because we out here to try and kill you. So don't try and soften my guys up for friends. Because I want my guys, when they see you, they see nothing but the enemy. I don't want them to see somebody, oh, I'm not going to take that shot on him because he's a nice guy. Because he just said, nah, I want his head detached from his body.
Were you always like that?
Ever since I was a kid.
Really? Even like so did like, you have, like, I, you I had still, to have friends on other teams when you were growing up, right?
Yeah, and I try to hurt my friends better more.
So you wouldn't like during a game, like small talk, like any of that stuff. Like none of that.
None of that. Ain't no like, hey, let's have a conversation in between timeouts. Oh, how the family? None of that.
No. And anybody tried to do that with you, you just shut it down.
Oh, remember I threw the ball at the back of Ray Rice's head?
Yes.
Like, Ray Rice is like my little brother. Like, I me and him, like, he took over my charity in Baltimore, and he did it when I couldn't get there. But I tried to knock his head off because he said something. Yeah, I don't play none of that.
So you were like Thunder Lips, right?
Yeah, you can't
against
speak
Rocky?
To me. Yeah, you can't speak
That's
to me
That's the name
at all.
Of the game.
Yeah, you can't speak nothing to me. Like, listen, we can be friends. We can't even be friends. Like, until I see you outside of this arena.
Wait, game's over. We have guys exchanging jerseys now.
Nah,
you
nah,
didn't
nah.
do any of that?
Nah, bro, I'll holler at you. When I came over here from the Jets and had just left the Ravens and we played them, and I didn't even go out there. I didn't go out there because I didn't want to talk, like, pregame, all that stuff.
Oh, you didn't
that.
Go out for pregame?
None of that. Like, you know how guys go out there and be hanging out with guys? None of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Catching up?
Nah, hell no.
What about postgame?
Nope.
So did you just go right off the field?
Yeah, we lost. Guy? We lost. So
well, all right,
what
I want
to talk to you about?
No, of course not. We see that that's become a real thing now, though. No. I mean, after NBA games too, like guys are just hugging it up talking and stuff.
Nah, man.
It's just a different world.
When I played, Joey Porter beat the hell out of Levi Jones in Las Vegas.
Right. Oh yeah.
At a craps table. That's how it was. If I saw you and you was the opponent, ain't no friends. Ain't nobody kumbaya. That's why when we went to our Pro Bowl, dude's getting ass dealt with. You know what I'm saying?
So are we getting Ocho on the show? Can you reach out? Want to get Ocho on the show?
Yeah, we can get him on the show.
All right. Let's do that coming up.
I call him Demolition Man.
Gotta love him. K-Show next. See you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.